I'm Lorraine and I'm black.
I'm Sarah and I'm Jewish. We're going back to school to learn some basic black and Jewish stuff we should totes already know.
Let's get learned up!
Here we are.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Sarah and Lorraine are getting learned up.
This is a really exciting episode. I was so excited about it all weekend. It's a little topical.
It's literally so topical.
It's literally. Let's just explain the pun right now, okay? Let's just cut this punny wink, wink, nudge,
for
nudge
it,
bullshit. Okay. We are going to try some Fenty Beauty products.
Ah! Make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Like I'm the only one in the heart. Like I'm the only one in the heart. Only girl in the world.
I saw her filming that video in my old neighborhood on the Lower East Side.
You did not.
I sure did.
Sarah.
Yes, I did. Wait, maybe, I always get that one confused with the,
what's my name?
A far inferior song, in my opinion. But whatever like video is shot in the Lower East Side is the one that I saw her filming.
What was that song that, I mean, okay, I know what the song is, but remember how silly it was when that song came out that was like, your love is my love. My love is your love, love. You're the one that I need about all day. You are the one that I think about all days.
You know what I'm talking about?
You are the one that I'm in love.
Your love is my love. My love is your love.
I like that one.
Yeah, could it be that one?
No, that was a better, totally different song.
Okay.
Anyway, so
Rihanna made a makeup line, you guys.
And the Instagram handle for Fenty Beauty, it's just like blowing up, so many followers. People are freaking out about
this. I tweeted at them today.
You did?
Yes, I did. Because, okay, so I went to the Glendale Americana Sephora.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it was oh my God. It was tight. It was lit. It was on fleek. It was trill. Holy shit. It was such an event. It's so cool. And as I was walking toward the cash register, because Sarah, I got you a gift. I got you a present.
Aww. So, bonus insider points or something? Like
no.
How you get like free gifts sometimes?
No. Sephora gave me a gift because I am a Sephora insider. But I would not give that to you and say this is a gift from me.
It's like how one time my friend gave me, quote unquote, she was like, happy birthday. And then she just gave me a bunch of soaps and lotions that she got in a hotel.
For free.
Hotel lotions.
It's like, okay, so you decluttered.
Right. So this is more of a gift for you. You have 18 less bottles, fewer bottles of conditioner.
If someone gave that to me, I would receive it and say, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll take this off your hands.
I'll figure out a place for this stuff.
I'll figure out how to like
NP.
Recycle all of these tiny
bottles.
That is
a really strange present.
Yeah, it was.
I'd at least lie and be like, oh, I was staying at this hotel. I really loved the toiletries, so I went down to their gift shop and I bought a bunch extra so you could have some.
Yeah.
I might even tell that lie.
Right, like these are really hard to find in the U.S.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, I know your skin is sensitive. These are all, non-comedogenic, paraben-free, cruelty-free moisturizers.
Just anything.
Some thought.
Like, I'm mad that you know that they were free and they were just, like, around.
I know.
Anyway, whatever.
So,
one thing I wanted to say was that on my way to the cash register, I was thinking, oh, my God, this is so cool. Like, this is a line of makeup that was designed with women of color in mind that includes my white friend.
Yes.
You know, like, that's a really big deal. And I'm like, yeah, that's so cool. Like, oh, my God. My white friends could like never do this. Like in years past, if there was like a line of makeup that was designed with only white women in mind, like, oh, this is for white women. There would not be anything included in it that necessarily made sense for me, like that the designer thought of. Like, if it just perchance there was like a shade that matched my skin tone because I have lighter skin, that's cool. Like, whatever. Light skin privilege is a thing. So, like, I'd be included in that way. But I'm talking like my friend wouldn't be able to get me a gift knowing, oh, yeah, women of color are included in this thing. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
So totally. Fenty, this is revolutionary. This is a moment.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
40 different shades of foundation.
It was
40 shades.
So overwhelming.
I think that's the most of any makeup line.
Ugh.
I say that with no like knowledge or research, but doesn't that sound right? Yeah, right?
I'm like not even into makeup. And probably for this reason, like because growing up there, I'm like, this is not interesting to me.
Yeah.
Like this isn't working.
Yeah.
So I wonder like how different things would have been if when I was a really little girl, there was a line like 40 foundation shades. Have at it, kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, I wanted to clear the air or understand something. Sarah, when you suggested this topic, I'm not going to look up the text, but you phrased it in a way of like, would it be offensive to you or would you not like or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did I mean?
What did you mean?
Well, okay. So I thought you would be weirded out or offended by me like imposing this like makeup thing on you because you don't really wear much makeup and I love makeup.
I didn't even know that you loved makeup.
Oh, I do. I love it. But I buy a lot of like drugstore makeup.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I don't like watch like contouring videos. Like I don't know how to do, I've had the same makeup routine since I was like in high school, basically.
I think that's true for most people.
Yeah. Although weirdly in high school, I wore a lot of foundation when I didn't need to because I was like a kid, you know?
Yeah, I think,
And I don't wear any foundation now. So it was sort of I entertained a lot of really misguided notions about beauty and my body and all that kinds of stuff like most women can relate to, I think. But yeah, I just find makeup exciting. I love Sephora. Mm-hmm. I love the Sephora website. I love how many gifts you get just by being involved.
What? I don't even know what the Sephora website looks like. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
This is
how different we are.
I like forgot that I was a beauty insider. They asked me and I was like, I am one. And they're like, cool. Like you get this lipstick. And I was like, nice.
I will splurge on, I think I have like NARS bronzer and blush, like a little bronzer blush duo. And I'll sometimes buy like a fancy lipstick shade.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most of the basics like eyeliner, mascara are all like Maybelline drugstore all the way.
Yeah, totally.
Why did I bring that up? Oh, yeah. I just thought you wouldn't be that interested and that you'd be like, I thought that I was acting a little bit like, oh, I'm so excited. Here's this like black thing that's also a makeup thing. Like you will do it, right? You like this, right?
No, I mean, since I'm so like not really paying attention to makeup, like I was like, I don't know. I think that the Fenty line was sort of somewhere buried in my subconscious. Like, oh yeah, that's happening. But you brought it to the surface of my brain. Like, oh yeah.
It was at the front of my consciousness.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And it's a really important thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a perfect learn.
You
know what I mean? Because it's like, I should have been excited about it before everyone was excited about it, you know?
To be fair, there's like bigger stuff beyond makeup that's going on in the world right now. So this, it's understandable that this wouldn't be like at the forefront of your mind. But
it's a huge deal.
It's
so cool. Should we crack into
it? Let's crack into it.
Okay. So I took your advice and got a couple of matchsticks.
Ooh.
And I'm really excited about this because as it is right now, check it out, guys.
Oh, my God.
As it is right now, I use liquid foundation and it's okay. It's fine. But like I learned a lot about makeup this week, not even to do with this assignment. I learned that for one thing, I've got three different like tones in my skin. And
like on your face?
Mm-hmm. In my face, I've got kind of a pink thing going on, sort of a yellowy, like warm yellow tone kind of a thing going on. And then a toasted brown, honey, whatever.
Yes.
So there was this like professional makeup artist that I was talking to this week and she was like showing me I need to have these like three things covered and then maybe even use like a light oil as a carrier so that I can preserve my product longer. Whatever. This is way too much for me because I'm so no frills, bare bones when it comes to makeup. But it was nice that she gave me that thought. So then when I saw these matchsticks, I was like, this is even better because liquid foundation can be a little messy.
Yeah.
And you can be like, oh shit, I put too much on. This, I think you can really control like how much you apply.
So I'm holding a matchstick in my hand right now, which is liquid foundation, right? These Mm-mm. two things are gloss bombs.
Oh, sorry. Wait. I didn't. Sorry.
Wait, what is my matchstick bad. Again?
Matchstick is like a foundation. It's, okay. It's. I apologize. I handed you the wrong things. Here's a matchstick.
Yeah, this is what I'm holding.
Okay, great. Matchstick.
Okay.
I have three matchsticks, and then oh I my got God, you two really... gloss. I got two gloss bombs, and one is for you as a
oh,
present.
Oh, you went all out, girl.
Yeah, it did.
Wait, so you... Okay. So Lorraine bought three different shades of foundation, presumably to see what would work on your / my complexion.
Ah, sorry.
So just yours.
Just mine.
That makes sense because I'm actually wearing a little bit of BB cream right now, full disclosure.
Cool,
so
cool.
I'm excited at not putting on more stuff on top of that.
But so if you wanted to see what it looked like on your wrist or on your forearm mm-hmm. or whatever, that's cool. But the universal gloss bomb is for everybody's lips.
Yeah. And this is also a gloss bomb, so there's two.
Yeah, that's right. One for you and one for me.
Oh, thank you, friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what shade is yours?
It's the same. It's universal, dude.
Oh, so there's like, that just means it's one color fits all?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what the lady said at Sephora, but
oh my God.
Whatever.
I'm unwrapping it right now. Okay, so a gloss bomb. I can't help but think that must mean, oh no, it's bomb, B-O-M-B, not like B-A-L-M. Not like,
right.
It doesn't moisturize. It's just a bomb of glossiness.
Bomb.
Hits your lips
I'm
like
gloss
pow.
Bomb.
Addictive shine, nourishing wear, universal finishing touch. Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to put some on.
Let's do it right now.
I don't even.
And then let's take pictures of us.
I don't even like wear lip gloss like this.
I don't either. I haven't worn lip gloss since high school, honestly.
Yeah. I actually,
right? It's just so retro.
It's just hitting me that it's weird that I like own this now.
Yeah. This is now part of your repertoire. Okay.
And the matchsticks, there were so many like really pretty, like crazy colors that were out of my league. Like there were some like blue, like purple, glittery. Yours looks good.
Yeah? Yeah. What do you think? Can I see that? Can you put more on?
I should put more on.
Yeah, I think you played it a little safe with.
Although, I did. It feels like I'm wearing tons of it.
So many mouth sounds.
Yeah, gross. I didn't even realize like how this would sound.
This is
probably
now,
not great.
This is now like a disgusting ASMR video.
Oh God. Some like old man in a like tank top is jacking off.
He's like, hi, just like. Oh, I wish that they would talk less and just blot more.
I'm gonna, okay.
Are you taking a picture of me?
Yep. Yeah, thanks for that light, girl. Ooh, that's very sultry. Okay, will you take one of me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, Sarah, you're looking good. I like these poses.
I was just silently... working
voguing
it. Yeah.
With the gloss bomb.
Ooh, my skin is shiny.
You look really good.
This is a nice little mirror. This is great. I like this bomb. Gloss bomb.
I do too. And it tastes kind of nice. I'm not sick, Alexis, if you want to try it on. Yeah.
It's universal, Alexis. Mm-hmm. It's like O negative blood.
But here's the other cool thing about the matchsticks is that they like magnetize together. Like this is how they fit together.
Oh my God.
So here, I'll like unpack them. And now, Sarah, I'm sorry that I didn't buy matchsticks for you. I'm
That's
really
okay,
sorry.
That's okay, Lorraine. I'm excited that you got three different shades for your three different skin colors.
Basically, like, let's just consider this like a fun demo. And if you have
100%.
Fun, let's go to Sephora together and then we can get you some matchsticks.
Absolutely. Also, she has, there were some products that I... saw on the Instagram that were like they looked more like conventional lipsticks mm-hmm. that I'm interested in cool. that I would go to Sephora to check out. But thank you for sparing me the pain of going to the Glendale not the Galleria, the Americana.
It was
which is slightly better than the Galleria. LA people know what I'm talking about.
So for folks at home who can't see, you can just like pack these matchsticks together. They just like magnetize. It's so cool. And there are she has like a trio set that you can get, like if you don't feel like going through it or if you just know straight up like which matchsticks work for you, there are a couple of sets where they like all come together kind of like in a pack and it's like $54 and individually, I think it's like, they're like $25 each.
Okay.
So it's not
which
bad.
Could be more expensive considering it's a celebrity brand.
Yeah, definitely. And
it's like honeycomb. It's so pretty. The packaging is really
like
nice.
It is like a honeycomb. And I noticed that like a lot of the shades kind of have that like nature vibe, like peach, like cool peach, warm peach, walnut, honey.
Yeah,
it like there's this like food.
Yeah, well, it seems also makes it seem more sort of natural and like less artificial. And I think that her products are cruelty free, and a lot of them are like natural, made with natural stuff. I believe it. So that's exciting. Yeah. Alexis loves it.
It's pretty fun.
This is great. I feel kind of like an old, what is that makeup brand that like old white ladies love, like that they would like sit around and try together? Mary Kay.
Yeah.
I feel like this is our Mary Kay moment.
This is Avon Lady calling.
There it is. Avon Lady.
I saw a Mary Kay car today.
A car?
Yeah. Do you know about these Mary Kay cars? I don't really understand what the deal
is. They're just
is.
Driving around advertising for Mary Kay?
I guess so. Like what? Hold on. I'm looking this up because I want to understand.
I'm going to blot this.
Independent sales directors can choose. Yeah. So,
blah, 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 blah.
So if you are one of those Mary Kay ladies, you get to like pick one of these cars for like it's like $500 a month. I don't know. I guess you like if you sell a certain amount, you get to have this special car.
Here. Is it like a real car?
Yeah, it's like a real car. Like they
it's like a Buick or something.
Yeah, the company like set up a deal where they like have certain cars like this nice pink color.
Oh, it's sort of a rose gold.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I saw one today and was like, oh damn.
So it doesn't say Mary Kay it like along
it.
The side.
It said Mary Kay in very tasteful, like tiny font, kind of near the license plate.
Okay.
So it's like a company thing.
I see.
I don't know. I guess it's like a nice incentive. It like makes the people want to sell this makeup. This is not what the episode is about. Let's get back to Fenty.
Well, yeah, we did it. I mean, yeah, what else to say?
Well, I also wanted to say I noticed there was like a really nice setting powder for $32. And I was like, okay, I'm new to setting powder. You know this because at that shoot, I was all like sweaty and you were like, let's just powder you down a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, Sarah knows. You made me look so much better.
Powder's amazing.
I look so much better.
Translucent, loose powder.
Mm-hmm.
Try it today.
So then I compared it to some other setting powders like around the store, and it's considerably lower than other places, like other ones. Like the next closest thing was, oh, what the fuck was it? Oh, I can't remember, but it was like $37. And then the Mark by Marc Jacobs one was somewhere in like $40 range.
Just for powder, come on.
It's really cool that Rihanna is like in touch with people and like knows whoever her team is that worked out the pricing. They like made this a really awesome product that people are gonna want. And also they like found the right price range for like a normal lady.
Yes, but it kind of is deceptive because it's like gotta catch them all. Like she makes you want all the products in the line. So you can't just stop at the finishing powder or the, you know, the gloss bomb or whatever. You're like, ooh, I want that other like matte lipstick. Ooh, and if I have that, I got to get the face primer. Oh, and if that, then this, you know.
Yeah, I
want to look like Rihanna.
I will say that when I left the store, I really did feel like, okay, this is phase one. Like after like a couple more paychecks, I will be going back because I want that like eye glitter stuff.
Ooh,
she
hooked you.
I want to do it.
Effective marketing.
Yeah, it got me. And Rihanna is just such a cool person.
Yeah, she really is.
She is a lifestyle brand and she is addicting. Like you want to hang out with Rihanna. You want to know Rihanna. You want to like be her, you know?
Completely.
She's just so... What is she? Because she's not like she has the like diva star quality of like a Beyonce, but she has this approachable quality of like a Kesha. And
that's a good reference. Know, I'm glad you didn't say Jen Lawrence because.
No. Also, have you been reading about Mother?
Yeah. I'll probably still see it, but I don't know if in theaters or not.
I know. I kind of do want to see it in theaters so I can be like a part of this wave of people seeing it and hating it. And I wouldn't be surprised if I loved it.
I'm open to loving it. I automatically, I think Jennifer Lawrence is cool. I'm just tired of young actresses being cast in, to play romantic leads opposite like much older actors.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so gross. I don't like that I'm becoming sort of desensitized to it.
Yeah.
I hate that. Like when I find myself being like weirded out at like people who are like similar in age who are cast opposite each other. I'm like, mm-hmm. Wait, she's so old. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? She's probably 10 years younger than, you know, the dude. But so yeah, it's part of a larger problem we don't have time to address right now.
Sure. Well, yeah, so I wasn't sure if on this episode I was supposed to put any of this stuff on. I'm happy not to. I think we just chatted about it and that was good.
Yeah, we can just have chatted about it.
Okay.
Why don't we check back in next episode and you can tell us sort of like how you liked it and which was your favorite.
Okay, I will.
Okay, great. Should we move on to
Yeah, let's do it. My
little seggy?
Yes.
Okay, so for my segment, I approached something that feels really like larger than life, but in reality it is not. I have had for several years, I've owned the cookbook Jerusalem, which is Yotam Ottolenghi. I don't really know how to pronounce his first name. Ottolenghi's cookbook. He is an Israeli-born British chef who has several restaurants in London. And this cookbook is all of my favorite food. It's just like Middle Eastern, Jewish, Palestinian, North African food, which is what I love to eat. So like lots of different tahini this, sumac that, a little dash of duca with some, you know, rose water and pistachios. Just the best, simply the best. And my cookbook had been open for ever since I moved into my current apartment. So that was like 2.5 years ago. My cookbook had been open, had been like propped up on my counter in one of those little cookbook holders, open to this recipe that I thought would look impressive if people came into my home. I was like, oh, that looks so cool and sophisticated. And the recipe is tremoulla eggplant with bulgur and yogurt. Tremoulla, for people who do not know, is a North African kind of condiment paste with a lot of different spices. It's like cumin, coriander, garlic, paprika, and like salt and stuff. And yeah, did I say coriander? I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I need to like face this
beast
and like make this dish. And I did do a couple substitutions. Just for like dietary reasons and also for like lack of, you know, having certain things. But I think it's going
to
be good.
It looks really good and it looks very close to that food photography you see in the picture.
Off.
It's really close.
Alexis, and yeah.
And I think that this kind of recipe lends itself to like that, like it's hard for them to zhuzh it considerably more beyond what it is. Like the ingredients are so honest and fresh.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like Rihanna's beauty line.
Just like Rihanna's beauty line. What a nice little connection.
Okay, so like, do you want to take the first
yeah,
bite?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay.
And I have a quick question.
Yes.
The yogurt that you used.
It is Greek yogurt.
It is Greek yogurt.
I will be taking a lactate with it. Thank you so much.
I just want to check in.
And in lieu of bulgur, I did use quinoa because of a gluten issue. But I think you'll find, and also another substitution is I used Kalamata olives instead of green olives because I don't like green olives and I don't see what the big deal is with them. I prefer Kalamata. Also, I didn't have... Okay, so get off my back, listeners. I've been getting a lot of angry tweets about that.
Oh, my God. The green olive people are just stewing right now. Yeah. They're like, you know...
Stewing like
just
olives.
Just launching off hate tweets.
Yeah.
Watch out, Sarah.
Are you team green olive or team black olive? and then last thing I'll cop to is that I didn't have golden raisins, okay? So I used regular raisins. And that's it. So let's dig in.
Let's do
and
it.
Please give me your honest opinion. I did not make this recipe up. I will not be offended if you're like, ugh.
Wait, hold on. And so like the big thing is squash?
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a squash.
So it's eggplant. Is it?
Aubergine. Yes.
Is it?
Is it not a squash? Come on, guys.
It's a nightshade, which is
is it not possible for a nightshade to
also
be
a squash? Listeners, please DM us, tweet at us, email us at learntoppodcast@gmail.com to squash this controversy.
No. The day after we had our okra, I was at work and I overheard these people like going back and forth about like, what is okra? Is okra squash? And I didn't want to like turn and explain to them. So I just like let them work it out. They think it could be a squash.
It's a nightshade. It's related to tomato and potato.
Yep.
So what does that mean?
Not a squash.
So nightshades are their own thing. They're not.
Tomatoes are also nightshades, I believe, and red peppers.
Wait, stop it. So whenever people are like, oh, tomato, that's a fruit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but that's fine. It can also be a nightshade.
So a nightshade,
is just like a grouping of vegetables or fruits. A lot of people are allergic to nightshades or have, like, problems with them.
I've heard about that.
It's
a berry.
That's a big ass berry.
Seriously, it's like a dinosaur, like a, you know.
What?
Like
that's a berry on fucking steroids.
Seriously.
That's a berry?
Some GMO shit.
Whoa. Oh my God. That could be such a fun, pretentious answer. Let's get people to ask us what our favorite berry is and be like,
eggplant.
Ask about me. Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
so basically these eggplants are roasted with, so I rubbed the tremula into the eggplant, which is, like, again, the spice mixture, and then roasted them for, like, 40 minutes, and then got them all soft, and then topped them with the quinoa raisin olive, like, lemon juice mixture with a healthy dose of cilantro and mint, and topped with Greek yogurt.
Who are we right now?
We're our fanciest selves. We really brought it this Sunday.
I know. Like, I feel like we're Rachel Ray a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
We're
Ina Garten. We're Rihanna also a little bit.
Definitely Oprah.
Get some of that, like, Greek yogurt. I mean, you know what? You can make your own bite. I don't need to tell you how
and
to.
And, like, why are you not cutting into this too?
Well, because I'm about to try to inaudibly gulp my pills down.
No, you make as much noise as you want gulping your pills. People need to know the truth. They need to know what's up with Lorraine and Sarah. And that was a loud gulp, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm going to bite this. Should we bite at the same time?
You go ahead.
1, 2, 3. Mmm. Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me get some eggplant now. I just got the toppings. Ooh, that is hard to eat.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Oh, my God. My gloss bomb is really pairing well with this nightshade.
We should have done it the opposite order. I thought about it, but I was like, I don't want to stop this train from rolling.
Oh, man, that is so good.
Should I have cooked this eggplant more? It's very hard to cut into.
Okay. I don't know. I think maybe, like, because it's not, like, piping hot, it might be harder. Is there any way that we can share with Alexis?
Oh, uh-huh.
Oh, man.
You're going to need a knife for that,
girl. That is so good.
Ooh, I like that very much.
Sarah, it's delicious.
Yeah, I think it would be, a bit better, hotter, and maybe, like, a little longer on the eggplant. Really, the toppings are what shine for me.
Yeah, I really do like the presentation, especially, what's going on? Is it cilantro? Is that what you got on top?
Cilantro is topping it, and then mixed into the quinoa is cilantro and mint.
Yum.
I'm going to post a couple. I took some pictures side by side of the cookbook and then my rendition.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Isn't it really good? Alexis digs it.
I have a lot left over, too, but this is going to be a present for whoever wants it. Lauren, you might need to take that Tupperware back. This is going to be a Sisterhood of the Traveling Tupperware over here.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Wow.
The raisins are good, right?
And I like the olive, too. The olive, it's fine that you didn't use green olive.
I think
so,
too.
Everybody calm the fuck down.
You know, it's really worked out, I have to say.
The phone lines are blowing up. It's a nightshade.
Notification, notification, notification. Mm. Okay, well, I don't know if there's more to say about this.
Oh, my
this,
God,
but
the lemony. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love the mint and the lemon, man. They, like, come together in such a nice way.
Thank you, guys.
Wow.
Well, I hope that you would feel like you could tell me, but I understand if that would be too awkward for you to share your honest feelings.
Well, I will say that, like, there is this little, like, I am telling you my honest feelings right now, but because what we're doing feels so fucking prime time and, like, live for television, I do feel like, oh, chew in a cute way and say thank you, show everyone how gracious you are.
Yeah.
Guys, like, no, let's be real. Like,
yeah.
Sarah made something amazing that could be on the chew.
Oh.
It could be on the chew.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pleased. And then we just get to eat this for the rest of the... This is great.
Mm.
I didn't really have lunch.
Oh, Alexis!
Did you say Chewish food?
Sure. Air horn. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. We're just going to dunk you into a tank of water for that one. I did notice there are these taffies called Orthodox Chews. Have you ever seen those?
No.
They're really funny. They're like saltwater taffy with... I don't know what makes them Orthodox. Like, are they made by Orthodox Jews?
I mean...
You can't just make that pun and not have it, like, have anything to do with actual...
I mean, maybe
Orthodox
they're kosher.
Oh, sure. Maybe.
So maybe it's that. Maybe that's all it is.
Yeah.
Kosher for Passover.
They do have like little curly sideburns on each side. And
they all wear little hats.
And speak Yiddish. Yeah, so I guess that's the connection.
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay,
we did it.
We did it.
Jubus and Black Booze.
It's time for Jubus and Black Booze.
And yeah.
My favorite segment, I have to say.
Mine too. I think it's the only segment we do consistently every episode.
Yeah, it's because it's just like about love.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, I love this.
There's
Let's
no
talk
like
about
ironic
this.
Spin. It's just like, I just straight up love this person.
I love this person. Well, and if you have a problem with that, have a seat. Because I'm going to keep on loving this person.
Fast forward on your podcast.
Yeah, skip.
15, fast forward 15, 15.
Yeah.
Can I just go right into mine? Because it's connected to my segment.
Go.
It's Yotam Ottolenghi, the cookbook author of Jerusalem. Look at this punim. Look at this freaking face. He's kind of handsome,
he's
right?
He's very handsome. Can you imagine that man cooking for you, like, in real life? You know?
That olive skin that I just aspire to. It's very like Sephardic goals, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And also I bet you he has like a lot of really sweet like kitchen hacks. And like I would love him to like follow me around the kitchen and be like, you know, Lorraine, you could cut a corner here or there.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I'd be like, oh, thank you, Yotam.
He is so great. He cooks the food that I love to eat. And he has an adorable son with his partner or husband. I don't know. He's gay and has a cute baby and makes delicious food and he's Jewish. So that is most of the things I like
he's
in a person.
He's cute and a gay dad.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yep.
He's got it going on.
He's a true boo.
I also just wanted to say, I wasn't making a big enough deal of this when we were like tasting the food, but I love Mediterranean food and North African food the most.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's the best.
If like I got stranded somewhere and they were like, pick what's the only food you're allowed to eat forever now, I would pick that.
Yeah.
Because it's so versatile. There's so much. It can be anything you want it to be.
Yes. It's the best. I mean, who doesn't love hummus, you know?
How do you pronounce his name again?
Yotam.
Ottolenghi.
I'm most confident in Ottolenghi. So let's just call him Ottolenghi.
Thank you so
it's
much.
It's such a sweet name, too.
Oh
and
my
his dad
gosh.
Is of Italian descent. That's where Ottolenghi comes
okay,
from.
Okay.
So he's a Jewish Italian Englishman.
Okay. So like a second ago, I wanted to be his relationship partner, but now I want to be his child.
Yeah.
Because I want him to be my dad, and I want his dad to be my granddad.
Sometimes
like,
you
get a lot of good snacks.
Sometimes the lines are kind of blurred. You know, it's like, are you my partner? Are you my dad?
For sure. I saw these two guys crossing the street earlier today, and I could not tell if they were lovers or if they were very close brothers.
Mm.
And either way, I was looking at them, I almost welled up with tears because I was like, you two are perfect for each other. You go together
in whatever
so well.
Capacity.
Yeah, like whatever you guys are up to, you are like smiling and joking and your clothes kind of match and your haircuts are kind of similar and you just look like your boys for life. So
that's beautiful.
Congrats.
Boy love.
Yeah. I really liked what I saw.
Who's your black boo?
My black boo is motherfucking Jay-Z. I finally got around to listening to his album 444.
Wait,
4 minutes and 44 seconds.
What is it actually called? And how is it like
know.
Formatted? How
okay,
does it look?
This should have been a part of my homework. I'm going to search it right now. How to pronounce Jay-Z's new album title. I love it.
You do?
So much. It is so good. And also, nobody is telling me how to pronounce it. 7 burning questions we have about
it's
Jay-Z's
probably,
new album.
It's probably 444, right?
I think it's 444.
Like the time of day or night?
Yeah. I think it is 444. This is like excruciating for huge fans that are like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. You're not saying
you're
right.
Not big enough fans of his. Okay. Well, my first impression of the album was like, whoa, it's so cool how he's like a billionaire who's so good at rapping. he's still the same guy that he was, you know, in Brooklyn, Marcy, J to the Z, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he still has that artistry. Like, he's still creative and smart and, like, comes up with complex verses and says something every time. He's still that guy all this way. Like, he's been at the complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, he, like, hangs out with Oprah.
Yeah.
He is a billionaire, probably.
And like, I don't know if people get how hard it is to create. Like, to be an artist is really hard to do, and he does not have to. He could just make fragrances and distill liquor and sell clothes. Like, he could just kick back and do nothing, but he still writes and he still records and he still produces. That's cool.
That is very cool. I do have to say I felt like he phoned it in a couple times. Mm-hmm. I remember on Monster, that Kanye song from Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Sure.
That Jay-Z has a verse on. It's like the worst part of it.
Totally.
He's just like zombie, ghoul, goblin. He just like is naming like scary creatures, but not right. really saying his relationship to them. He's just like, question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
Sure.
I believe the
sure.
rhymed couplet. Anyway, I've found some of his like rapping in the last, I would say, 5 to 7 years to be like a little less than like his peak. Like, I wouldn't, yeah. you know, I think he's maybe, well, this is coming from a very ignorant place of not having listened to his new album. So I will, you know what? I'm going to put a pin on this and
sure.
I'm going to listen to that.
Check it out. But I'll check I agree back with you. I mean, it can't always be a home run. I'm not saying he's had a flawless career free of blemishes, but I went into this album expecting it to be kind of so-so. Like, I would not be trying that hard if I were him.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't. But who, like, whatever his collective of creative minds are that he got together to build this thing, I really love it. And in particular, my favorite song is Moonlight. And the second verse is just so tight. It really speaks to me and gives me chills every time I hear it. If you do not mind, I would really like to play it.
Go for it.
All right, here it goes.
Y'all niggas still signing deals. Still, after all they done stole, for real. After what they done to Lauryn Hill. And y'all niggas is supposed to be true. Guess we're tough when you behind on your taxes. And you pawned all your chains and they run off with your masters. And took it to Beverly Hills while we in Calabasas. And my head is scratching cause that shit is backwards. And that shit ain't right. Lucian is cool but Lucian don't write. Doug ain't this tight so fuck what we selling. Fuck is we making cause their grass is greener. Cause they always raking it more. Nah, 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 nah. Nah. Nah.
Cool. I love it so much. So, like, basically, it's called Moonlight after the film, and the hook is about being stuck in La La Land and how even if Black folks achieve in Hollywood, we're still losing anyway. And it's just like, oh, my God, that's so cool. Because, like, that moment, it was such a, like, like, when that happened at the Oscars, that moment was such a tremendous fuck-up. It just seems like no one could stage this. No one could plan this. Like, Moonlight won, but still kind of lost anyway.
Yeah.
And, like, the way that those white folks were just, like, so entitled to be like, well, we're still going to do our speech, you know? It's, like, crazy to me because I really do feel like that does, like, picking that moment to kind of, like, represent the overall struggle that Black folks go through in Hollywood, I felt like that was so appropriate. And then also there's this piece of the verse where he talks about, like, Black folks generate all this culture. They give it to these like bigwigs who like have mansions in Beverly Hills, who are like sipping Chardonnay and shit. And we like live in Calabasas or like Inglewood or somewhere. Like, that makes no sense. It makes no sense. So him just being like, yeah, nah, like, what, we got to figure out another way to contribute. This is shitty.
I see that Lauryn Hill is credited as one of the writers on it.
I believe it.
Love her.
Because we got her song sampled in the mm-hmm. in the back there.
Yep.
Oh, my God. But yeah. So anyway, you guys don't need to hear me orgasming over this any longer. Just check out 444. There are a lot of really great moments like that. I can't believe it took me this long to listen to it. Shame spilled.
Don't you feel so much better?
So much better.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
I think it's trivia time.
Lorraine.
What's up, Sarah?
Tomorrow is the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Lorraine, did you know that proper greeting on this holiday is proper greeting on this holiday?
Proper greeting on this holiday. Live long and prosper.
Is Lashana Tova, meaning literally good year.
Yes, I also know Shana Tova Umetuka. which is like
God's name is that.
It's like extra sweet. Extra sweet good.
Have an extra sweet New Year.
Hold on, okay, y'all. You say what you wanted to say, and I'm gonna tell you what the internet says.
Umetica. I was just gonna say, so you say Shana Tova. You can also just drop the L and say Shana Tova, as I often do. I love Rosh Hashanah as an American Jew because I get to have two New Year's, which means two chances for New Year's resolutions.
Nice.
And the traditional food eaten on Rosh Hashanah is apples dipped in honey to have a sweet New Year, but I can't eat apples anymore, guys, because they hurt my tum. So I'm going to have to just make a substitution.
Dang. Also, I looked it up. Yeah, umetuka or umetuka, I'm not sure, is sweet. So the Shana Tova is good year.
Yeah, right.
And then the adding the other word is like good sweet year.
Have a good and a sweet year.
And so tomorrow is the first night of Rosh Hashanah. And I was reminded of that because we asked my former boss, Raphael Bob Waxberg, also known as the creator of BoJack Horseman, if he would come join us for our appearance at the XX Factor tomorrow night. But he's such a good Jew-boo. He can't because he's going to be celebrating the new year elsewhere.
But guys, on that note, we're doing the XX Factor at UCB Sunset
come,
in
come,
LA
come.
Wednesday, September 20th at 10:30 p.m. UCB yes. Sunset. Your girl Lorraine and Sarah will be doing a little bit from the podcast, so you don't want to miss it.
It's going to be so fun. 5419 West Sunset Boulevard, 90027 Valet Parking, $5. Come on in.
Yep.
All right, and so for my trivia, here's the deal, you guys. A lot of people, like when it comes to the history of black hair care, they always are like, Madam C.J. Walker, just Madam C.J. Walker. All it is Madam C.J. Walker. Okay, yes.
Who is that?
Madam C.J. Walker? Oh my God, maybe I should have just done her as my trivia time. She is the shit. She was like the first African-American millionaire in the United States. Like that's how she's recorded. She was really into like cosmetology. Is that what
yeah,
you say?
Like study of makeup.
Yeah. Mostly study of hair though. Like hair care stuff. She like developed the first, like shampoos and conditioners that were specifically for African texture hair. So she was incredible. And so people just kind of lump all things that have to do with black hair care into her discovery and stuff. And so people are like, oh, who invented the perm? Must have been Madam C.J. Walker. No, guys, because the perm came from the oppressor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, everybody?
That is a white invention.
That is a white invention. An early alternative method for curling hair that was suitable for use on people was invented in 1905 by German hairdresser Karl Nessler. He used a mixture of cow urine and water.
Get out of town.
The first public demonstration of this took place on October 8th, 1905. But Nessler had been working on the idea since 1896.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
It's like a true punishment. Like, it sounds like something you would apply to like a criminal's head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Fucking cow urine?
What?
Get out of here.
And he was playing with cow pee for like 10 years.
Like, right.
That's disgusting.
I wonder how he came to use cow pee for this purpose. I wonder if he was like,
accidentally.
Well, I love playing with cow pee. What do you think I could apply this to?
He was napping on a farm and a cow peed on his head. And when he woke up, it was curly. And
his
like,
hair
he
was like,
whoa. Yeah. Okay, also, Marcel Grateau revolutionized hairstyling in 1872. While styling the hair of prostitutes in the slums of Paris, he invented the Marcel wave. Most women wore their hair long at the time, and Marcel used heated irons to produce a stylish wave as an alternative to the curls, which were in trend at the time. He invented the hot comb and hot curling iron.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like white European men invented these things. Like, hey, girls, you could improve yourselves. Make yourselves more like the way we like you. And then we caught on to it and we were like, yay, we got this. Thanks, men.
Yep.
Now we put super crazy, like hot things close to our scalp and crazy chemicals that eat through our flesh to make us more appealing.
and we can't get enough. We're addicted to the industrial beauty complex.
It's as simple as that.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. I just thought this would be appropriate because we were like talking about makeup and stuff, and I'm here's the shadow side.
Yeah, every good side has a shadow side. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, it's your boy Bradley from Femme Forward Fitteds. You might remember me from my classic fitted hats that I embroider with femme forward messaging like women, winning, and that BFF line of fitted caps that say, I'm with her, and I'm with her, and arrows pointing in a variety of directions, because you should feel empowered to stand next to your BFF any ways you like for that IG photo. Anyway, I'm swinging back by the Learned Up studio to let y'all know about my pronouns. I'm using he, him, they, them. And you would know that if you could see my fitted cap that I'm wearing right now with my pronouns on it. You can get one for you and your pronouns by going to femforwardfitteds.com/learn. Enter promo code Lorraine and Sarah to get 20% off caps that say your pronouns in Helvetica font, each separated by an ampersand, like your pronouns are the names of band members in a lady-fronted punk band or some shit. Anyway, 20% off using the code, because 20% is the current wage. Yeah, bye-bye!
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And raise your hand if you did not sing that at a graduation.
All the hands are down. All the hands are by their sides. Yeah, that song and the other one that's like from Vitamin C. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We go on. We remember all the time, sweet.
Yeah. Okay, guys, that's our show. Together. Lorraine, it's time to say goodbye.
Okay, fine. I'll let you guys get back to whatever it was you were doing before you hit play. Thank you so much for checking us out. This is Learned Up Podcast, hosted by Lorraine and Sarah. Huge thank you to our podcast network, What's a Creative, and huge as a crap load, thank you to our producer, Alexis B. Preston.
Thank you. And thanks to our music person, Adam Isaacson. I'm sorry, you've been demoted from music director to music person. And also thanks to our listeners for liking us on social media. Follow us at Learned Up Podcast at Instagram, at the Instagram.
At the Instagram Academy.
And
the Instagram Institute.
And on the Book of Face. And
on Twitter.
And you can write to us at learntoppodcast@gmail.com. Okay.
See you at the XX Factor.
Bye.
Hey guys, I'm Jesse.
I'm Julian.
And we host a podcast on What's a Creative called Extra Extra.
Do you like reenactments of old reality TV show fights?
Do you like hearing about the top pop culture stories of the week, according to us?
Do you think Mila Kunis should quit acting and open up her own restaurant?
Each week, we invite a new guest on to talk about their favorite Hollywood scandal. It's salacious.
It's dramatic.
And above all, it's funny,
according to us.
Now get your umbrellas,
shave your head,
and tune in to Extra Extra.
Woo!